Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. So sorry for the delay. Technical difficulties as we try to connect the right microphone to the right input and all of that craziness. But anyway, we are here 6:40, 10 minutes late on a Saturday, October 24th, 2020, getting you ready for week 7 of the National Football League. I tell you what, though. Last week was incredible. It just doesn't seem like I was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania last week, and me and Mr. Picks, my brother Jeff Lambert Sr. So we are back in the state of Texas. He's up in Dallas. I'm down here in Houston. So he might call in and give you a nugget because I know a lot of folks like to go out there and place those bets, and I'm trying to get this show on early so you can do that. I guarantee you things are going to change here because we're going to do a couple of live shows a week just so we can get you going. Hey, I'm just happy that the NFL is still here. No positive coronavirus tests so far this week. And, I mean, you know, we had a scare there earlier in the year, a couple of games being shifted around, this, that, and the other. Looks like the NFL is still going to finish the season on time. They are determined to get these games going, and they have that nugget. Having those bye weeks really gets the NFL an opportunity to push games forward and still sort of stay on schedule. Remember, this year the NFL is going to allow an additional team in the playoffs. So you have your, you know, normally six teams from each conference. So I think you're going to have eight, which is, I think, a total of eight. So the playoffs are going to be a little bit interesting this year. So your teams, even though they might be crappy now, don't give up on them. I mean, unless you're a New York Jets fan, then you should just really give up. If you are a New York Jets fan, you should probably find you another sport for now. You could always get on the Giants bandwagon, but that's not really going to get you too much excitement either. I mean, and let's talk about that game Thursday night. Week 7 gets underway. New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, this rivalry goes back for some years. I think they had played like some 177 games between the two. The Eagles had the edge, I think. Maybe it was the Giants had the edge. I can't remember now. But either way, it doesn't really matter. And the score really is indicative of how close things have been between these two teams over the years. Eagles pulled this one out, though, Thursday night, 22-21. And let me tell you, I got on social media and I sort of talked about Carson Wentz because, I mean, even though they put it out, they got those 12 points in the fourth quarter. They win 22-21 to take, I believe right now they might be first place in the NFC East. I mean, that is the worst division in football right now. You've probably heard that a million times and you're going to continue to hear that. But I mean, don't count these bad teams out in these divisions because, I mean, right now the Giants are 1-6. The Eagles are 2-4-1. Hey, they can get it together late. And that's the scary thing about teams that start off ugly. They know that division is crappy. Someone's going to win it, and someone is going to cause a problem for a team in the playoffs. I mean, who knows? So you Dallas Cowboy fans out there, I mean, so you can't really give up on your season if you're an NFC East fan because you're – all those teams are like one, two games out of, you know, first place. So there's going to be some interesting matchups we're going to talk about. But just real quick here, Daniel Jones passed for 20 completions, 30 attempts, 187 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. But, of course, everyone, and we're going to continue to talk about that run, that 80-yard run, which, I mean, it should have been like a touchdown, right? I mean, you know, I mean, you could just see, I don't think anyone in that stadium knew that that hole was going to be that open. Daniel Jones, if you watch the press conference, he says, hey, you know, I was trying to run while I was running. I was trying to, like, get my second gear going. And I saw the wheels coming off. I'm like, he's like, Jesus Christ, let someone tackle me, please. And it didn't happen. He falls down and Eagles, you know, get on top of them to kill the play, this, that, and the other, but it's still going to make for a NFL Follies or whatever you want to call it. He's going to be made fun of for the rest of the year unless we see something else crazy like that. But, hey, let me ask you a question. Doesn't Daniel Jones look like Jim Carrey? I mean, is it just me? So, I mean, at what point are those two going to get together and just really kind of you know, psych us out a little bit, because I mean, he just looks like a young version of Jim Carrey. I'm sorry. Kid probably doesn't want to be compared to anybody like that. But anyway, so hey, he had four carries for 92 yards. So it's not surprising. He was the leading rusher in that game, right? So Giants just don't have anybody to run the ball. Saquon Barkley went down, and man, they are trying to get it done by committee. It's not happening. Devontae Freeman, they picked him up. Deion Lewis, Wayne Gallman. You know, I mean, he had the lone touchdown for the running backs for, you know, in that game. But, man, you know, if you don't have a running game, then you can just forget about it. If you're forced to pass, you know, every game, then come on. Defense is going to pick you up and tear you apart. Looks like that's what happened with the Giants' loss. But, hey, on the receiving end, how about Sterling Shepard came back from injury. He had been out. He had six receptions for 59 yards and a touchdown. Golden Tate. So I played DraftKings, right? And just trying to put lineups together for that particular game. I mean, who the hell thought Golden Tate was going to score a touchdown? I mean, Golden Tate has been in the league, played for a lot of great teams. Mainly the Detroit Lions is when he was just relevant. But you know, if you're playing fantasy football, DraftKings, that kind of stuff, man, it's just hard to know who the hell's going to score. But he got that touchdown, and that was basically the highlight for the Giants. Now, as far as the Philadelphia Eagles goes, now, this is – it gets interesting because the first half of that game, Carson Wentz sucked. He just looked horrible, right? Second half of that game, it was completely different. And that's where his numbers kind of grew. He finished with 25 completions, 43 attempts, 359 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. There was some horrible moments in that game, and I said that Carson Wentz is horrible. But you know, sometimes you win, you win ugly. How about Boston Scott, who continues to run the ball pretty good for the Eagles because he's replacing Miles Sanders? 12 carries, 46 yards. Carson Wentz did get a touchdown. And let's see who else helped out that. The kicking team, of course, Graham. I mean, Jake Elliott added some points there for the Philadelphia Eagles. So they really have nothing to be proud of because they have Boston Scott, Greg Ward Jr. was the one I tried to think about. Let's talk about DeSean Jackson, who, I mean, this kid just continues to stay hurt. I mean, at some point in time, I would not be surprised if he announces his retirement from the National Football League. I just think at some point in time, you can only get hurt so many times, right? You can only get hurt so many times to where you just, I mean, that speed that this kid once had when he played with the Eagles the first time, you know, he left the Eagles, then he went over to the Redskins, then he comes back to the Eagles. And it's just not the same. I mean, he is just, once you get that injury prone tag on you, I mean, it's just going to be there forever. So I see Mr. Picks is entered the room. So he is definitely going to be on the show tonight with a couple of picks, right? And I see some other guys out there. Hey, folks, thank you for joining. We're getting live again. We started strong doing the live shows, and then I went away from it. That's on me, all right, because you guys were just jumping in there every week, listening to whatever BS I was putting out there. You were faithfully hanging on. So we're going to get that going again because we got an intern, and she's really going to help us. Bless her heart. She's a graduate from the Texas A&M, master's degree in marketing and social media and all that stuff, which I need help with, okay, because I'm old school. I still put stamps on letters and take them to the mailbox. And no, I'm just kidding. I don't do none of that stuff. But anyway, I am old school. But anyway, so we got some good help that's going to put us out there a little bit more and even help my little brother, Mr. Picks, Jeff Lambert Sr., going to get him out there with his picks because I think you people really like to know where the money, how the money is going to impact you than all the crap that I be talking, but I still got to do it anyway. That was Thursday night game, so we are going to jump on. Mr. Picks, are you going to call in so I can get you on here so we can get this thing going? We're going to try to get this right. I had technical difficulties earlier But I want to get you on here because I'm getting ready to get the picks for the week going on. Okay, I think we got them here. So let's see how technology works here. If I did this right, I should have the picks on the line. Are you there, Mr. Pick?
Hey, I'm here. What's going on, Mean Gene?
Hey, I'm good, man. I wanted to make sure I got you on, and it seems like this thing is working the way it's supposed to. I just covered the game on Thursday night. And hey, wait a minute. Tell the people, where were we this time last week, brother?
Hey, man, we were in Pittsburgh. We were up in Pittsburgh, man, enjoying ourselves as always.
I know it, man. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't believe the week went by that quick, but it did. So here we are. Let's jump into the action, man. Week 7 of the National Football. Now, wait a minute. Let's go back. Let's go back to Thursday night because this is where my little brother gets to be a genius, even in the law, because he rarely does he pick a team to just straight out win. But he always get those point spreads, right? So he actually picked the Giants to straight out win. He called me and told me, like, late in that game, man, I got this. Listen to your little brother. I'm right again. And then I'm like, okay, I didn't say a word. And then next thing you know, the Eagles punch it in to get that win. But he still covered the spread. This is why this boy is slick, right? Bro, I know.
Exactly.
I know this week you ain't gonna mess with straight up no more. You gotta stick to what you know.
I'ma stick to what I know, Mean Gene. You know what I'm saying? Cause hey man, like I tell you, I study this stuff and hey man, majority, 99% of the time, I'm right when I pick some teams. I'm right on this, man. I'm right on the money with it.
I know it. Hey, do me a favor because I'm hearing some feedback on my end, so you gotta turn something down over there.
Can you still hear me?
I can hear you. I'm just hearing myself.
I don't know what it is, Mean Gene, because there's nothing going on where I'm
at. No. It sounds a little bit better now. It sounds better because I don't hear my big mouth anymore, so that's good. As long as I can hear you, I'm good. Hey, let's jump into it, man. Detroit Lions, 2-3 at the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons, 1-5. One thing, look, we both picked the Atlanta Falcons to pretty much win, and they covered the spread last week. I don't know if I'm going to go with the Falcons two times in a row to win. I
mean, don't go with the Falcons twice in a row, man. Falcons didn't got that little win in, and hey, man, Falcons won't do it twice in a row, Mean Gene. I'm going to have to roll with Detroit on this one. And right now, they're sitting at 3 points, you know, and getting 3 points. Detroit is the underdog, getting I'm plus 3 points, so I'm going to go with Detroit. And also, it's at 56 right now, 55. I think they're going to go over. This game is probably going to go high end, man, so I would take the over 55 in this game.
I mean, it's interesting in this game because here's the thing. News came out of Atlanta this week that they were trying to trade Matt Ryan. Were they talking about trading Matt Ryan and Julio Jones? I'm like, what the hell? I mean, I don't know if the owner is just trying to, like, do what Miami did, tank the team. I mean, this team is pretty competitive. I mean, they win last week. They put up 40 points on that Minnesota defense. They win 40-23 at Minnesota. Detroit won 34-16 at Jacksonville. But, I mean, how do you even consider trading Julio Jones and Matt Ryan? Ryan put up 371 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's still doing his thing. That boy still got something left in the tank. I'm going with Detroit too, Jeff. I mean, I'm not going to get happy with Atlanta. But, you know, let me say this, though. Let's say if Atlanta wins, they should win big because, hey, if I'm Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, if you want to trade me, then I'm going to show out. Trade me.
Yeah, you know? But I think mostly – Julio might just want to get out. Behind the scenes, he's not making a big issue or showing it all on the internet that, hey, I want out. I think it's behind the scenes. He's doing it with some class that he really want out. But I think Matt Ryan, they really just want to get rid of Matt Ryan. They figure Matt Ryan is basically, done.
I don't know why. You know, I mean, he's steady putting up big numbers. I mean, 371 yards, no interception, 4 touchdowns. I mean, Matt Ryan can help somebody. So we'll keep an eye on Atlanta, but they are.
Yeah, somebody always got to be the fall guy, though.
Yeah, you're right about that. And they are a train wreck right now. Let's go to the next game. Cleveland Browns 4-2 at the Cincinnati Bengals. So Baker Mayfield says that 4-2 feels like 0-6 because the Pittsburgh Steelers handed them a thumping, and we were there to see it. Now, let me put my fan hat on right now, okay? I'm putting on all my Steeler gear right now. I mean, it was fun as hell to watch the Cleveland Browns get the brakes beat off of them last week, little brother.
Yeah, it was nice just to be there to see that the Cleveland Browns are still the Cleveland Browns. So in the words, they start.
Go ahead.
When it came to playing us. Yeah, when it came to playing us, the Cleveland Browns were still the Cleveland Browns.
But hey, look at here. You know, they are who you thought they were.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, sir. You know, well, and as we see that defense, that Steeler defense showed up against him, that he thought, hey, man, you know, I think he said he was just wanting to get off the field. He was late for doing a commercial.
Well, I tell you what, man, look, Progressive is probably paying that kid's salary this year. But I can say this, though. They played the Cincinnati Bengals 4-2 versus 1-4-1. I'm going with the Cincinnati Bengals to win this game because, first of all, I'm at the Bengals. I don't know what Joe Burrow, this is where those rookies kind of hit the wall, you know. I mean, not that NFL wall. I mean, this kid has done quite a bit. You know, Cincinnati has to get that running game going with Joe Mixon. But, you know, if you shut out Joe Mixon, if you're forcing this rookie to pass, it's not pretty. Indianapolis, I mean, come on. They were beating Indianapolis last week and lost 31-27. I think they were up 27-0, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. They had a nice little lead.
And this is not on Joe Burrow. I mean, he can't play offense and defense at the same time, Jeff.
True. And right now, like I said, Gene, Cincinnati is the underdog in this one as well. Vegas got them right now sitting at a -3.5. I mean, a +3.5. So Cleveland is giving them basically 4 points, you know. And I'm going to go with Cincinnati to take this one and win it. And basically, I'm going to go right now. It's 52 over. I'm going to go under that 52 right now. I mean, 51. Right now. Yeah, I'm going to take the under.
Well, I think Cincinnati's going to win. We spent some time briefly in Cincinnati. Hey, this is the Battle of Ohio. So Cincinnati has historically been the better team in Ohio. So I think they'll prove it by taking care of the Cleveland Browns. All right, the next one. This is going to be a good one. This one is happening right here in my town in Houston, right here. The 4-1 Green Bay Packers at the 1-5 Houston Texans. So Texans fired a coach and general manager who just happened to be the same person, Bill O'Brien. The Green Bay Packers, you know, hey, boy, when was the last time we saw Aaron Rodgers do that discount double check? He did it last week.
Yeah, he did have the discount double check on lock for a minute, man.
It's been shut down for a long time, boy.
He dusted it off and brought it out.
I think he tried to tell old Jake from State Farm, hey, I'm coming back. I'm coming back for my spot with State Farm. But, hey, look at here, man. The Texans, I don't know. The Texans could be just wait a minute. Here's the funky thing about the Texans. If they keep on this pace, they're going to probably, you know, win 2-3 games, which should equate to a high draft pick for 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what they did? They traded their draft pick for 2021. So they could finish the season with a crappy 2-14 record, and they have no draft picks because guess who gets them? I think Miami gets them.
Yeah, Miami does. Miami
so
gets
this is weird. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Packers, they got their one loss. don't expect them to lose again. Tom Brady got the best of Green Bay last week. I'm going with the Green Bay Packers to beat the Texans.
Wow. Well, you know, it's always got to be some type of, you know, in and out to all of this. On the flip side of this, Mean Gene, I think I'm going to go with Watson to win this one. Right now, Green Bay is favored to win by 3 points. And that's kind of close. Coming off of a loss like
that. You're going to go with Houston to win it.
I mean, Houston, I apologize. Okay. I'm going to go with Houston to win this one because the points are so low at 3 against how they, you know, kind of, you know, if you're coming back off a win, I mean, a loss like you did, you would think that they come in versus a team like Houston, maybe to throw up some numbers to be, you know, a little bit more than what they giving them, what Vegas giving them just by the 3 points right now. So I think I'm going to take Houston and cover those 3 points, Mean Gene, and I'm going to go under the 57. I don't think it's going to go as high as everybody probably think these two teams, but I'm just going to go with the under in 57 in this, and then I'm going to take Houston to cover the 3 points.
All right, then that's cool. I got the Packers winning this game, so we're going to see. This is going to be interesting to see. It's going to be played at noontime Central Time, so it'll be an early game. We'll see what's going to happen with that. Next game we have Carolina Panthers at the New Orleans Saints, 3-3 at 3-2. This is an NFC South Conference game, Jeff. So all the marbles are going to be on the table for this game. Teddy Bridgewater needs to get to hey, Jeff, I'm still hearing that static, though. Hold on. You have me on the speaker?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if that's all. Yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I can get you off of that, Mean Gene. Well, that's the way the system's got it set up.
Okay, yeah, because I could clearly hear myself in the echo. I don't know if the listeners can hear it, but listeners, if you're hearing that echo, shoot me a message in the chat on the live stream and let me know. So, hey, Jeff, I think that did it. Are you there? Nope, we lost Jeff altogether. So, okay, he's going to call back in. I'll wait and before we do the next pick. But anyway, this is going to be an interesting game here. Carolina at the Saints. The Saints coming off a bye week. The last game they played, they won over the Chargers 30-27 in overtime. The Panthers are coming off a loss to the Bears 23-16 last week. Teddy Bridgewater had the worst game of his career. Let's go ahead and try to get Mr. Picks on there. Okay, Jeff, are you there? Let's try to get him back on here. All right.
Mean Gene.
All right, now I can't hear you. So this is going to be, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, cool. Gotcha. I'm sorry. All right, folks. So I was just talking about the Teddy Bridgewater, how last week the Chicago Bears basically humiliated him. He had his worst game of his career as far as being with the Carolina Panthers. But, you know, if you look at the Saints are coming off a bye. I am almost just certain and afraid to pick the Saints coming off a bye, and they're at home in the dome, even though I know no fans are there. But I think the Saints are going to win this game.
Well, me, Gene, I'm going to have to go against you. I believe Teddy Bridgewater is got something to prove to the New Orleans. Like, hey, you know, you got rid of me, and, you know, hey, I'm finna come back and show you with my own team that I am the man. So I'm going to go with I went with them last week and they lost. So I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to come back. He's going back to the dome. And I think he's going to go back, man, and he's going to take this win. Right now, New Orleans is favored to win by 7 points. And I think Teddy's going to cover those 7 points, man. And I actually think he's going to win this game.
Well, hey, I wouldn't be surprised because here's the thing. He played for that team like he did last year. And the interesting thing is that the Saints secondary is horrible. So it's not like it's impossible for him. I mean, he knows this team. you know, pretty well. So it's going to be interesting to see what adjustments the Saints make to try to counter what Teddy Bridgewater already knows about that team. But, hey, this is a game pretty much worth watching, believe it or not, because these teams both are, you know, one's over 500 and one is right at 500. So this is basically to keep up with Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay right now is – I mean, and I think with Tampa, I think Tampa done, how many games? I think Tampa, has Tampa lost two games? Let me go back up in my notes and see. Tampa lost two games already. Then they definitely have a chance to keep pace with them, because the Tampa plays the Raiders. So I'm having to scroll down. Yeah, Tampa's lost two games already. So this is definitely to keep pace in the NFC East as far as who's going to compete there. So, hey, how about this next game? It's an AFC East matchup. This game is also going to be played in the early games at MetLife Stadium. It's the Buffalo Bills 4-2 at the 0-6 New York Jets. And Jeff, you know how much I hate the Jets, right?
Yeah, almost definitely.
And their coach probably more than anything. I don't know how the hell he still has a job through 6 weeks of winless damn football. Adam Gase is still employed. Go figure. So once again, I would pick a team to beat the brakes off them, which is the Buffalo Bills. I hope the Bills beat them just like the Miami Dolphins beat them the week before, 24-0. Because this is just madness. There are other NFL coaches qualified to get a damn win in this league, and Adam Gase is not one of them.
Correct, man. And Wade Vegas got them sitting. They got Buffalo to win this one by 10.5 points, which is 11, basically, at this point. Like I say, today, we're, you know, it's one something. Come tomorrow before game kickoff, it could either go up or it can go down. So I'm basing my predictions on what it is at this point, you know, because come tomorrow, it could be something different. But as it stands, I still feel that Buffalo is going, since they came off that loss against Kansas City, I feel like Buffalo is going to come in and join the pack and just beat the brakes off of the Giants.
And
keep it pushing.
I hope so, because the Jets, I mean, it's just horrible. I mean, it's just a horrible damn team. And they're horrible, but yeah. Fingers toward the leadership. All these coaches that have started out crappy have gotten fired. Bill O'Brien, fired. Yeah. Exactly. Dan Quinn, fired. And how does this guy, who ain't won a damn game, and both of those teams, the Falcons and the Texans, done won a game since firing their coach?
I predicted last week that the game that they played, that they was going to get the brakes beat off of them last week by the 14 point after getting rid of Bill and making him the scapegoat, making him feel like he was the scapegoat on the team, that he was the problem, and they still got whooped after this guy was gone.
Well, I know Larry Bell is probably laughing his ass off somewhere, but anyway – how about this next game? This is going to be the game of the day. All right. It's the 5-0 Pittsburgh Steelers at the 5-0 Tennessee Titans. And let me tell you, I watched game film today of Henry. You know me, and you've been talking about Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry gets a 4 or 5 yard start on you. He's going to run you over. He's like one of them with those cars go 0 to 60 in about 2 seconds.
Corvette, Lamborghini. Hey,
man, if he gets going, you won't stop him. And so here we have Mike Vrabel, who has done a hell of a job. Mike Tomlin, who's done a hell of a job as well. The Titans beat the Texans last week 42-36 in overtime. Now, you can look at this from a defensive standpoint and say, wow, that 1-4 team almost beat the Titans. You know, and that was a division game, so I expected it to be close. As a matter of fact, the Texans damn near led that game for the most part, and then they lost. But the fact the defense did give up a lot of points to the Texans. So now you look at the Steelers beat the Cleveland Browns last week 38-7. Defensively, man, this is what it comes down to. And it comes down to the defense versus Derrick Henry. And Mike Vrabel, who was a protege, played with the New England Patriots, You know, he's a disciple of Bill Belichick. Who wins this game, Jeff? What you got there?
Hey, man, right now, me and Gene, I'm looking at Vegas has got Tennessee favored to win by 1.5 points over Pittsburgh, which I think they flipped the coin on this to kind of see, because you're dealing with two good teams right now, you know. And so I think Vegas kind of flipped the coin on this one to kind of see which way this thing was going to go. And I guess Tennessee ended up, you know, getting a stroke of luck to say they was going to be the favorite and Pittsburgh being the underdog. But my thing is, I'm going to go, not just because of my team and doing so well, I'm going to go have to roll with the Pittsburgh Steelers on this by that 1.5 points, Mean Gene, and to go over that 50.5 points that Vegas got them sitting at.
Well, hell, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to just say it right now. That is my damn team. I'm going for them, and I want them to win. I mean,
oh yeah.
And here's the thing, but I think the Steelers have a chance at – I think Ryan Tannehill has a pretty good season as well. He has more to do with this Titans team being 5-0 than Derrick Henry. I mean, where they both are right there. Because Derrick Henry did his first two games of the year. They were pretty subpar. And then they had that COVID-19 scare that hit them. But no one's looking at Ryan Tannehill's numbers. Derrick Henry – normally, Derrick Henry gets it going around this time of the year. He always starts off slow. So, I mean, if you look at the running game, the Steelers basically stifled the Browns' running game.
Running game, lad.
So, and that's the thing that is so – that means a lot to me, because they were able to stop the run. I know Devin Bush went out, but Spillane got in there and took care of business as well, as we saw that. You know, me and you saw that with our own eyes.
Exactly.
So I think JJ, I mean, I'm sorry, TJ Watt, who was kind of silenced last week, I think we're going to see a lot of that. I think they're going to find a way to put something on Henry, but at the same time put pressure on Ryan Tannehill, because I mean, Tannehill has a luxury. Hey, I don't have to pass. I give it to my Mack truck. And
yeah,
you over, but I think the Steelers are gonna take this game. I really do too.
I actually think that this is gonna be a real defensive type of game. That defense, if they can stop him before he get running, Henry get running, we can take this, man, with no problem. Yeah. And coming there, and it's really like everybody is talking about one particular guy off that team, man. Everybody's talking about
him. Don't be fooled by that one person, because Tannehill
can exactly
and pass for 400 yards if our secondary don't, you know, and our secondary did well too. We saw Minka Fitzpatrick, you know, pick off Mayfield last week. So I think the Steelers defense is playing on all cylinders. So that's why I don't give Tennessee a chance in this game.
Yeah, and then I looked at the fact, man, it kind of ran through my mind. I was like, every time we go to Pittsburgh, see, like, one of our top-notch players get hurt and end up gone for the year. The last game we went to, Big Ben was gone for the year. Now we go to this one, Bush was gone for the year. So
they're
I'm like, wait a minute.
Coming up there, you know that, right?
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Yeah, they're going to find a way, like, oh, crap. If those two are coming up here, man, let's put them. Hey, wait a minute. Hey. I just want to thank the Pittsburgh Steelers organization for, you know, looking at our original seats in that stadium and saying, nah, this ain't good enough for Mr. Pigs and Mean Gene. You know, we were sitting in the end zone about four rows up from the field. They said, this is just not right. They came down and got us and put us on the 50-yard line on the first row. And that was the right thing to do.
I think, hey, they're not going to stop us from coming. They might stop us from coming to the game. They're going to just say, y'all stay at the casino and keep winning that money. Mr. Picks, keep winning money. Because every time we go, we win money. I posted it up on online and everything. Everybody see the winning tickets. You know, hey, Mr. Picks go and we do our thing, man.
Pittsburgh. I think they feel sorry for me, Gene. because I didn't do good at the roulette table. That's why they put us on that 50 yard line.
Hey, if you're looking for some tips on the roulette or anything in the casino other than the bed boxes, hey, don't ask Mr. Picks. Nothing about that. You got to go with Mean Gene on the roulettes and all that. Stay with Mr. Picks on the games.
Because I tell you, I should have followed you. I would have came home with some money in my pocket.
Yeah, because hey, I've tried to follow you, and I had to go back to what I know and get my money back.
Exactly. How about the NFC East, the worst division in football right now? The Dallas Cowboys humiliated on, was it Monday Night Football? The Arizona Cardinals went in there and beat the brakes off the Cowboys 38-10. An incredible game. If you hate the Cowboys, you know, you really enjoyed it. The Washington football team, they lose a one-point game to the New York Giants. The Giants get their first win off the Washington team, so that shows you how crappy the Washington team is, too. But let me tell you, when it comes to this division, I like Ron Rivera. I have all the respect in the world for Ron Rivera. I had the chance to interview him and met him when he was coaching the Panthers up there. You know, the Cowboys' defense is just non-existent. And we were driving back from Pittsburgh, from Arkansas back to Texas. So we had to watch this game on a cell phone. It was the most entertaining drive we ever had, right?
Most definitely.
But here's the take on this game. I think Washington is going to win. I think there's a lot of stuff happening in Dallas. I think the Cowboys are tone deaf when it comes to listening to their players. Now, I'm going to say this because I said it on social media. I think Ezekiel Elliott may have fumbled those balls on purpose to make a statement to the Dallas Cowboys. We don't know who those silent players were who said the coaching staff was unprepared. I mean, but I've been around a lot of NFL teams and locker rooms. I've seen vibes. I've seen teams. Trust me. Now, I mean, no, I have no proof that he fumbled those balls on purpose, but we're talking about a pretty good damn running back who just usually don't fumble. He didn't fumble at Ohio State that much. And then a big critical game like that at home, why would he fumble? But hey, anyway, they lost. They got beat. There's some turmoil there. And Jerry Jones came out this week on 105.3, the Fan in Dallas, and said, whoever said that are cowards. So he's basically calling out his own team. He's saying there's a bunch of cowards on this team. So how do you expect Andy Dalton and that team to have any chemistry going when they all, I mean, they just at war with each other? Washington wins this game, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Mean Gene. I'm going to go with Washington. Right now, actually, this game, I didn't watch the lines and everything move for the last day or so. And earlier today, this game had went to a pick 'em. So they were kind of just like, just pick anybody. So they didn't really know, you know, give Dallas the favorite. So right now I'm looking at it, though, Washington is favorite to win by 1 point. 1 point. So I'm going with Washington, you know, with the 1 point. And then they got the over and under at 45. I think this game's going to go over the 45, but I'm going to go with Washington as well.
Let's see who's calling this game. Let's see if I even want to be bothered watching it. Now, it's a 1 o'clock game. So, I'm going to be watching the Steelers and Titans, so I'm not even going to waste my time.
Hey, I didn't know that when we was in Pittsburgh that Tony Romo called the Pittsburgh Steelers game.
Yeah, it was Romo and Jim Nance. Yeah, they called that game. So that's why that game had a national audience watching it because of who's calling it. Iron Eagle and Charles Davis is calling this game. Charles Davis is a friend of mine. So, I mean, he really calls a pretty good game. So they're going to have fun with this game. Evan Washburn is your field reporter for this game. So, that I mean, the fact everyone's going to be watching Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee and Pittsburgh. But this game, certainly the Dallas local population will be watching. I got to watch it. Oh, yeah, man. How about this? Here's another good game now. This is an afternoon game. Now, after the Steelers and Titans, I will be watching the Seattle Seahawks 5-0 at the Arizona Cardinals. This is a conference game, NFC West conference game. This is going to be good. And if no other reason to watch this game. You can tune in just to see if Pam Oliver has her weave together. No, did I just say that? I didn't say that. I'm sorry. Okay. All right.
I get it there.
Okay, let's get into the picks. I'm sorry.
Hey, BJ. Hey, look. Hey, right now, Vegas got this game, man, with Seattle sitting at 3.5, favored to win by 3.5 points. And I told you at the beginning of the year, I say, this kid, man, Kyler Murray is going to get his mojo, man. I say, I think he done got the kicks and bugs out the way at his rookie year. And I think he just feeling like, hey, man, I'm in the big times now. I got to play big boy ball. So believe it or not, I'm going to go with Arizona to win this game, man. To upset Seattle.
It's scary because Seattle coming off a bye, and I don't like messing with Seattle coming off a bye week.
Yeah, and I just feel like this guy is right now, man. He's got his key player. He's got a man that just got from Houston and everything, and I think he's just gonna go out there, man, and he's gonna play some. Hopkins, and he's going to play some relaxing ball out there, man, and he's just going to come out there. He at home, so, hey, he know who he's facing. He's not facing some just anybody. He's facing – the one thing about these guys, man, when they go up against some guys that Super Bowl champions and been in the league, these guys got something to prove, too, because they want to be on that status. So, you know, they feel like, hey, I deserve to be, you know, my name being, you know, tossed around as far as beating one of the elite quarterbacks in the league right now. He's playing a Hall of Fame quarterback, so he wants to be, you know, eventually, you know, Wilson going to be in the Hall of Fame. He know, hey, man, I'm trying to get there. And he wants to put his mark, too, to say, hey, man, I played against Russell, and, hey, man, I beat him. So I'm going to go with Arizona, man, with the 3.5 points. And this game, I believe he's going to go.
So Arizona's favored by 3.5?
No, Seattle is favored by 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, right now, the over and under on this is 54.5. I'm going to take the under in this game as well. I don't think it's going to hit over them numbers. Yeah, I don't think, you know, I know they can put up some numbers, but everybody's going to get to looking at it. I go off the way how I think, like how Vegas think. Everybody's going to put their money on it's going to go over because both of these are good quarterbacks. Yeah, they're going to put up some numbers, but I just don't think that it's going to go
is this a lock? Is this going to be one of your locks?
This is going to be one of my locks. This is going to be my lock. On the under. Under the 54.5.
Under the 50. Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what. Kyler Murray makes me want to play video games, which I don't do. But he really makes me want to sit and play and get a Madden and just go crazy and then pick him as my quarterback because this guy is just exciting to watch. I mean, he just ran all over the Dallas Cowboys last week, or earlier this week, and in that 38-10 win. They're playing great football. As a matter of fact, 4-2 is nothing to be embarrassed about. Although I only think one team is going to come out of that division. I mean, that just kind of depends on what happens over in the other NFC divisions. I mean, that wild card is going to be interesting. Plus, they get that extra wild card team in there this year. So, I don't know. Arizona might make the playoffs, which would be incredible. They're playing at State Farm Stadium in Phoenix, right across the street from our boy Larry.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, my goodness, man. I'm going to go with Seattle to win because I just think coming off a bye week, Russell Wilson also has been playing video game football. And he has been just clowning as well. So Seattle has won 3 of the past 4 games against this Cardinals team. But this Cardinals team is getting better and better. And I was one that was against Cliff Kingsbury coaching that team. But it seems like he has chemistry going with Kyler Murray. And it seems like Kyler Murray has established chemistry with Kenyon Drake and DeAndre Hopkins. But I see why you're going with Arizona. But I'm going to go with Seattle. The next game we have is AFC West matchup. This is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs 5-1 at the Denver Broncos 2-3. Now, Jeff, I tell you what, we were all caught up in the game that we were at last week, the Pittsburgh and Cleveland game. But, you know, I was keeping my eye on the Jumbotron looking at the scores. And when I saw that the Denver Broncos beat the New England Patriots, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. There's just no way that that happened, right? And then the Kansas City Chiefs, well, they beat Buffalo 26-17. Although they got that one loss against the Raiders in their division, they're not going to lose another division game to the Broncos or anybody else for that matter. I got the Chiefs winning this game.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go with you on this one here, Mean Gene. Kansas City right now is favored to win by 7.5 points. I'm going to go with Kansas City to win this, and I believe that this game will go under the 44 as well.
Hey, this next game is why liquor stores are closed on Sundays in certain states. The 1-5 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 1-4 Chargers. Because if anytime you needed a drink, it would be to watch this freaking game, right? And unfortunately, if you live in the South, you can forget about it. You better load up tonight before the show's over or after the show's over. And get ready to watch this crappy game because that's exactly what it is. I don't know. The Chargers are coming off a bye. The last game they played, they lost to the Saints 30-27. Detroit beat the Jaguars last week 34-16. I don't even know who to pick in this game. I'm just going to pick the Chargers because they got a beautiful stadium. How about that?
Hey, Mean Gene, you might be on to something with that one, you know. Right now, Vegas got the Chargers to win by 7.5 points with the over and under at 48. I believe this game is going to go under the 48.5. And believe it or not, Mean Gene, I'm going to take Jacksonville to cover those 7.5 points.
I mean, this is an afternoon game, so – normally, I mean, when the afternoon games, you want a good matchup. I mean, thank goodness for the Seattle and Arizona game played in the afternoon. Else, you know, it would be a disaster. You know, because the Chiefs are going to beat the Broncos, we just said. And then, now, you know, someone has to win this ugly game. Both teams only have one win apiece. And, you know, so I just figured the Chargers would get the win at home. But you said Jacksonville cover the spread, right?
Yeah, I believe they're going to cover. I'm going to go with Jacksonville to cover, not to say to win, but they'll cover. Because the starting, the opening of the line, the opening when they started this game, beginning of the week when they opened the lines up, they had the Chargers favored to win by 9.5 points to 10. So for them to drop down to 7.5 now, and tomorrow it could go down a little bit, you know, it's kind of fluctuating. So when the Lions get to moving like that, it's not a constant, you know, flow, and it's to drop all the way up to Saturday and drop down a couple of points. You know, I think I'm going to go with Jacksonville to cover that 7.5 points.
All right, cool. Let's see who's calling this game here. So Kevin Harlan, bless his heart, he's calling this game, man. Kevin Harlan is one of the better announcers out there. Him and Trent Green, the former St. Louis Cardinals, well, where were they? Cardinals or Rams or whatever they were. He used to be the backup quarterback there. So Kevin Harlan made that game exciting.
Well, with a game like that, Mean Gene, you probably can go get Kevin Hart to call this game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. Hey, the game might be interesting. San Francisco 49ers at the New England Patriots. I don't know what happened in New England last week. Cam Newton just didn't have it together. I mean, he came back from – he completed 17 of 25 passes, 157 yards. I mean, it was just not a great game for New England. I don't know what happened. They're at home. The 49ers, they beat the Rams last week. How about that? You know, that would be a good one. Jimmy Garoppolo is getting it together with that team. They have this one kid named Debo Samuel who is doing pretty damn good, not to mention the rookie, Brandon. I can't even pronounce his name. At Ayuk, and Jerick McKinnon, George Kittle. I don't know. Jeff, I'm going to let you go pick this one first.
Well, right now, I don't think Vegas even giving Cam Newton a whole lot of credit. They're giving him some, but I don't think they're giving him a whole lot because right now they got New England only favored to win by 2.5 points right now. You know, and I think 49ers will come in and handle their business with them 2.5 points. And I'm going to take 49ers to go to win this game, man, with the 2.5 points, Mean Gene. And I'm also take the over 45 in this game.
Well, I think, if anything, Jimmy Garoppolo owes Bill Belichick a favor. Because remember, they let Jimmy Garoppolo go. They could have kept him.
Yeah.
I mean, they made it so easy for him to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League by sending him over to San Francisco. So he might have to pay the favor. It's kind of like the Illuminati of football, right?
You know? Yeah.
So I think the Patriots get the win. I think Jimmy G has to pay. He has to pay the price for his Bill Belichick. Hey man, I wouldn't be a starting quarterback in the NFL, or I wouldn't have got a $137 million contract if it wasn't for you. So I might just lay down in this game.
And I also mentioned at the beginning of the season, Mean Gene, that I was looking at the fact that this would kind of this dynasty here with Belichick and Cam and with Brady going over to the Bucks. This was kind of one of them things that you see who really was who made the team with the New England Patriots. Was it Brady and his talent, or was it Belichick and the coaching? So right now it's kind of like Brady looking like, hey, all right, I'm telling y'all, it was me all the time. It was about, you know, it was me. So, you know, so Belichick looking like I need to get on a roll and show that it was my coaching. Which, like I say, is a Batman and Robin type thing. Batman didn't do too well without Robin, and Robin kind of was just the sidekick. So it's kind of one of them things you get to watch it, like, who made the team? You know, who really was the standout on this team? Or was it a joint thing, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, that Denver game with a Cam Newton, man, that just shocked me last week that they lose to the Broncos, which is not a good team. I don't know the COVID, you know, the COVID thing. Who knows if Cam Newton would have missed any games due to COVID. I mean, they were on the roll there. I mean, they're sitting at 2 wins against 3 losses. And those losses, man, I don't know. So we're going to see. I mean, I hear what you're saying. You know,
Cam got to find his mojo with the system that New England got, man, or else it's kind of going to look like he's the same old Cam that was back over in Carolina, you know, and it's just it's not going to, you know, it's just one of them things. Either Cam, you got to, I don't know, maybe he might need to get him a different hairstyle or something to get his mojo and cut this dancing out or something. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
There isn't a barber in the world that wants to touch that man's head. I don't know. He's going to have to go somewhere else and get that hair fixed, man. I don't know. I mean, Cam's a good guy too, man.
Hey, yeah, he is, man. Brady,
how about the next game here? This is your Sunday night game on NBC. And this is because they moved it. This game was moved, actually, because the NFL will go through and make changes. I think this game was moved. They are saying that Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, and Tracy Wilson are going to call this game. We saw Tracy Wilson last week, bless her heart. All 5'2 of her. I think she's what? She might be shorter than 5'2. I don't know. She looks taller on TV, but she's real short. And they're going to be at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Man, I wish they would let fans go in there. And, Jeff, you know, I was telling people, man, how Pittsburgh, the people in Pittsburgh did a wonderful job with the social distancing. And at no point in time did I feel safe in that stadium because everything was just, I mean, they did a good job. So I don't know why Vegas wouldn't allow some fans to enter that. We're talking about a brand new stadium, right?
Correct. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it'd just be nice if they would open it up. But anyway, this game is going to be good. The Buccaneers 4-2 at the Las Vegas Raiders 3-2. The Raiders are coming off a bye week. And the Buccaneers just beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. So who do you got in this one?
Hey, right now Vegas got Tampa Bay to win at 4.5 points. And me, I'm going to go with the Las Vegas Raiders. For the simple fact, I just believe, even though he's not playing, but they have, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have obtained Brown. And I think they jinxed themselves because Tom Brady then chased this guy down, you know, to get him. And Tom Brady, believe me, has something to do with Antonio Brown coming over there. He won't be able to probably play until week 9. But it's just something about where this guy go. He brings, he just brings this aura of lostness, like, man, you know. So I think, even though the Raiders and him know that he's over there somewhere, he's going to be playing with them. So I think they really just want to get at Tampa Bay to say, y'all got that dude over there with you. We're going to tear you up. We got something to prove to him that you still on the wrong team. You following Brady. So I think that Raiders going to come in and they're going to cover that 4.5 points. So I'm going to go with the Raiders on this. And it's at 52 of the over and under right now on this Mean Gene. I'm going to say that they're going to go over the 52, but I'm going to go with the Raiders to cover that 4.5 points.
Hey, the last time John Gruden was involved in the Raiders Buccaneers game, he was the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was the Super Bowl. We were in San Diego for that Super Bowl. Remember that game, Jeff?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the brakes off the Raiders. I spent a week with the Raiders during that Super Bowl week. Me and downtown Wayne Brown, who used to do the show with me out in Los Angeles. So now here, John Gruden is back with the Raiders. So I think he owe it to the organization to get this win. Too bad Al Davis is not around to see this. But I think John Gruden is going to get this win as well. And I agree with you on Antonio Brown. Now, you know, Antonio Brown sold a lot of jerseys when he was number 84 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know what people did with them jerseys. But, you know, I mean, he had the number one selling jersey out there at one particular time. So this is going to be interesting because I don't know where they fit him into a team that already has a Mike Evans, a Chris Godwin, a Ron Gronkowski. I think, you know, maybe one of the other wide receivers may have went down. But, you know, to say that Antonio Brown and Ndamukong Suh are going to be on the same team with Jason Pierre-Paul, that's going to be a pretty interesting team there in Tampa.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so.
It is also like, I believe, I was looking at it as well, Baltimore, even though they got a bye week this week, they've obtained Dez Bryant for a year. Yeah, they signed him for a year.
Things are getting interesting here, you know. I mean, why don't we sign O.J. Simpson while you're at it? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just seems like it's going to get interesting. But I'm going with the Raiders. I would take the Raiders to win this game as well. And then we have our Monday night game here. This is going to be a pretty good, interesting game. Got Bears versus Rams. Hey, a 5-1 Bears. The Bears are quietly 5-1. And they were out at Los Angeles in that new stadium playing the Rams 4-2. Rams took an L last week against the 49ers. The Chicago Bears beat Teddy Bridgewater and the Panthers 23-16. I tell you what, you know, this Nick Foles and, you know, they benched Mitch Trubisky in the season. The Bears are just surprising teams. You know, they're one game behind the Packers in that NFC North. And I don't know, man, are we overlooking the Chicago Bears?
Hey, I told you in the beginning, hey, Chicago, I was, you know, locked in on. That was one of my teams that I was locked in on. And Vegas right now got the Rams favored to win by 6 points over Chicago and over 45. So me and Gene, I'm going to go. Chicago's on this roll. I'm going to roll with Chicago to cover that 6 points. Plus, they're going to go over the 45.
You know what? I'm with you because I like what I'm seeing out of the Bears, even though I haven't seen them play that much. They're getting a lot of national TV coverage. I know that much.
Oh yeah. And,
you know, Matt Nagy is doing his thing with them. David Montgomery, Nick Foles. I was a little hesitant. I didn't agree with benching Mitch Trubisky because, you know, Nick Foles is like a relief pitcher in baseball, man. You know, when the game is under control or things happen, he's going to come in and save the day. That's just his reputation. And but now he's a starter. So he hasn't played enough games yet to get over, you know. I mean, he's doing well, but I mean, at the same time, I want them to do well. But Jimmy Graham has really been helping them out a lot. He's doing well. So is Khalil Mack, of course, on defense, and Akeem Hicks, their defensive tackle. I mean, it's not like their defense is pretty damn good too, you know. So
exactly.
You have to give them credit for that. But I don't like what I'm seeing out of the Rams. I mean, I've seen some bad games from Jared Goff. He's got a big contract out there that's not living up to it. This would be a big road win for the Bears. But now you forgot, too, on the defensive side of the Rams is Aaron Donald. And the 49ers did a hell of a job of double-teaming this guy. They wouldn't let him get off the ball and tackle nobody last week. I think he's going to be pretty pissed, and he's going to find a way to get things going. He's got 3.5 sacks this year. But, 3.5 sacks is what he averaged against the Bears. That's what I meant to say. So, I don't know. I think I'm going to go Rams in this one. I'm going to go Rams. I'm
going to go Rams?
Sunday night football game, yep.
Okay, all right.
Somebody's got to slow the Bears down.
You got to let sleeping bears loud. Somebody that woke up to sleeping bears.
Yeah, I know about them bears, tigers, and panthers, all them wild.
Oh, animals. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Don't really mess with them things. But, hey, that's going to be it, folks, for week 7 of the National Football League. Hey, just in case you didn't notice, this is a live streaming show on Podbean. You can always catch the podcast. If you miss any part of this show, you can catch the podcast on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. You can also go to Alexa and say, hey, you know, play that Mean Gene show or whatever. And on Amazon Music, you can follow us there on the podcast too, as well as iTunes and Google Play. Mr. Picks, it was nice having you on here for the
always a pleasure.
We're going to see if people are going to be, you know, hitting us back and thanking you for the money that you made for them wherever they are placing their bets this weekend.
All right, it is, man. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure being on the show with you, Mean Gene. It's an honor. It's an honor.
Hey, you know what? Now, we put music on the show, but on the live show, I tried to throw in some music. I know a lot of people are like, well, where's your music, Mean Gene? We know it's your show because we hear the cool bell sound at the beginning of your show, and it's not there. Well, nope, it's not there. You know.
Well, I noticed that too, Mean Gene. I noticed that too, and I was going to also, you know, let you know, hey, man, anytime you need me, man, I can come on here and play my spoons on the knee, you know what I'm saying, and give them something to listen to.
Hey, look here. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we ain't going to do all that. Just, hey, look here. We'll figure this out. We'll get with the technical people and see how we can get the music on, because everybody has music. Shaft had music. Batman, everybody has some damn music. Superman, everybody got music, theme music, except me and Gene when it comes to these live streaming shows. But hey, hope you enjoyed it, folks. We'll see you back here next week on the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. We are out of here.